What's poppin', West Essex? I'm Jamie.
I'm Roxanne.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Gabby.
And this is Roger That. So today we're going to be talking about Halloween, you know, tis the season.
Spooky
season.
What
are you guys being for Halloween?
Well, me and Jamie.
Thanks for asking.
Hey.
Oh, so me and Jamie are going to be hippies together.
Mm-hmm.
Quirky, fun, fresh, relatable, fun.
Love that.
My group cannot decide, and everyone is like stepping on each other's toes. They're like, I want to be this. No, I want to be that. Well, I don't care what I'm being. I just want to be something.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, I don't care what I'm being. I just want to have it fun. It's supposed to be fun, and mm-hmm. we're supposed to all be matching, and then, but in the end, I think, people are doing separate things, so
that's literally what always happens. That's why it's just
it's
me and Rox.
So annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying. So my friends and I want to be like schoolgirls.
Oh, I was gonna do
so
that.
Because that's cute.
It's cute. It's an excuse to dress scandalous, you know?
Oh, God.
Watch it now.
Yo, let's be real. That's literally all
inappropriate. We're being zombies. We're like getting white t-shirts and putting fake blood on them and then mm-hmm. cutting
so
them off.
Creative.
Yes, very
are you,
creative.
Are you gonna walk around like one?
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't okay. I? And then
sorry,
I think like on on actual Halloween, I'm gonna wear my horse head.
But just the horse head.
No, horse head. Nothing else.
No,
just
yeah,
the horse head. Yeah, yeah.
Wear it to school.
That picture.
Yeah.
Obviously. Gabby was like, I don't care what I am. Gabby could be a plastic bag for all she cares. Like, honestly.
Like, wear a box to school.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't someone do that? They're like a trash bag.
No. Oh my god.
Like, I think it was Tommy.
I wanted to be. Do you guys know the movie Clueless?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to be Cher.
The one with the yellow skirt.
Yeah, I wanted to be that, mm-hmm. but like, I don't think anyone else knows what
I'm
that
gonna
is.
I'm going to be singing Cher Lloyd.
Cher Lloyd?
So, there's that. Maybe I'll do it next year.
Do y'all trick or treat? Cause
no. Okay. So like, here's the thing. Every year I have trick or treated, but this year, like, we're not planning on doing mm-hmm. that. But like, it makes me so sad.
I know
that like
we're growing.
That's
up.
A part of us that sad we're face. Losing, and it's something that we'll never get back. And that was like a whole childhood, but.
Yep, go ahead. I feel like even if I don't think I'm planning on going trick-or-treating unless that's like the last resort if I have nothing else
really
that I can
right.
do. But I feel like even if we did, it would have no like it wouldn't have the same feeling, you know?
Right.
Obviously.
It would just be like
feel
weird. Because even last year when we went trick-or-treating, we were like giants compared to the little
yeah,
kids
we like,
going and I was like
I was
this
like,
is kind of weird.
I, like,
yeah.
race
I mean
to the
we
door
did
with,
only
like,
go
two-year-olds.
Obviously for like the candy.
Yeah, obviously.
There was like a bunch of like kindergartners.
Yeah.
No, we would like push 5-year olds to the ground.
Give me my Twix bar.
No, I just like the last time I went trick or treating I think was 8th grade and it was my first time like going, I think it was North Caldwell, because usually
Wind
I just went Essex Fell.
We Rich, or whatever.
Ridge, the house with like
huge yeah, house. The one with the huge. And, like,
everyone goes in.
I just felt like it was weird. Yep. I didn't like it. I was like,
why? Who'd you go with?
I don't really know. No, it was just like the environment. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't used to it. I usually just went in, like Essex Fells on the same street every year.
Did it feel too like up there or like?
I don't know. It was just like a bunch of kids from my school. And I was like,
is that not what it usually is?
I mean, like, Essex Fells
like
is a
strange.
Small town,
that's,
so it's
yeah,
not
that's
like.
True, that's
usually,
true.
Essex Fells, it was like a mix of Essex Fells and Caldwell kids.
I went, like,
so I didn't, like, know everybody, you know? I don't. But yeah, I only went for the candy.
Yeah. It's just not the same anymore. Can we talk about how Halloween is on, is it a Wednesday or
it's
Thursday?
It's a
Thursday. That's not okay. But that means next year it'll be on a Friday.
That
actually
is
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be
unless
so
it's leap year.
Fun.
Is it leap year?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I always think about
that.
That. Like,
wait,
every
yeah,
time
no,
my
no,
birthday.
No. Is it every 4 years?
Yeah.
So, wait, then when did it start?
It was 2016. No.
So, yeah.
2016.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was
in,
a leap year.
It was in February.
It's a leap year.
It was like February something, and then it was 2016. So, next year. Yeah.
Well, that sucks because we're all going to be
but,
out. Really.
But it'll be on a Saturday, though.
What, when next year?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
have no clue how
yeah.
that works.
Yeah.
It just skips a day. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
Actually, I prefer it on a Friday because, you know, Friday
right.
turn up.
Yeah.
The one thing.
Excuse me. Keep this to a school.
Turn up. I didn't mean anything bad by that.
Just turn up the music.
The one thing that I wanted to say was. The one thing I wanted to say was like. Like growing up, I would always watch like, you know, horror movies because, you know, it's spooky season. You know, I like to be spooked, you know, like, but like my mom was always like, my mom was always like, no, like it's not supposed to be gory. It's supposed to just be like ghosts and witches. But like, it I don't know. Like, gory. Do you guys like, like really right, scary stuff right. for Halloween, or yes. do you just like the vibe?
I love horror movies.
I like both.
Me too. I love horror movies.
Like, I
like the vibe.
I gravitate Halloween. Towards watching like scary movies. They're so interesting, and you know, they're
yeah. Have you guys
engaging.
Seen The Terrifier? That's not a Halloween movie, no. but it's no. disgusting. No. Don't watch it. It's really gross.
It's just like it's out of your comfort zone, and I know this sounds like weird, but just like the thrill of it.
It's yeah. like a good cool. kind of like anxiety, you know? Yeah. It's like a good, it yeah. makes you feel like on the
like
edge
I said,
of
like out of your comfort
whatever.
Zone.
Yeah.
And I remember like from last year, one of my best memories of October was watching the new movie Halloween with my friends.
Oh, that was a good movie.
I haven't it was seen really it. Good. It was a really good movie, and it was just, it was perfect because, you know, it was with my friends. It's a great activity. Yeah.
Did you guys go ghosting when you were younger?
Yes.
Oh my God, my favorite. Okay. I like that more than trick-or-treating, not gonna
me
lie.
Me too.
Can yeah, I tell a story about
so much
one
like,
time?
You know,
so
like run away.
I won't name who I ghosted because they go to this school and that's kind of weird because I don't talk to them at all. So I ghosted them and then I tripped on their like curb. So I was just laying there while, I think it was me and Victoria and my mom was driving us and my mom almost drove away and drove on me, but like almost
oh
did not
God.
Do not arrest my mom.
That'd be a good horror movie.
So I was just laying on the curb and then the person that I ghosted came outside and they were like, what are you doing it with? They're like, what? So they picked up the bag and then just went back inside and I was just still laying on the curb because I tripped and my knee like scraped off.
I used to ghost
no knee.
I used to ghost Emily Czar and she had automatic sprinklers every year. She'd always catch me.
Whenever, that's so good.
Whenever someone like rang the doorbell, I would be like, and like run to the door. And I would like, oh, like slam open
yeah. I would like wait at my kitchen table for them to ring the doorbell. I'd be like,
be like, I smell them.
When ghosting stopped in like
boy,
seventh grade,
oh
I was like, no.
Sometimes it would. Sometimes it would literally be like this guy like trying to sell something at people's houses, and they'd ring the doorbell.
Mailman.
I'd sprint to the door, I'd open it, and it would just be this guy standing there like asking me if I want to buy something. And I'd be like, who are you? Like this middle-aged man. It happened
the
so
mailman.
Often.
What?
The that's during the day.
The mailman.
These are like these sketchy people who come to your house
at
night.
Night.
Like I remember, I would put together the most intricate bags of things.
Intricate.
Oh yes.
You know?
I know. I put no effort.
I would
shoved,
put
like
the even amount of candy. I would yeah. not give someone more.
Mm-mm. I would give
it was
them
an
like
art.
What I didn't want.
It was an art.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I would
ew.
Not give them good things.
Like, Skittles, and then I give them.
Oh, you don't like Skittles?
No.
Oh,
I like
oh.
M&Ms.
Oh, I do like M&Ms.
Kicking me out of the box.
Speaking of when we were younger, what was your favorite costume that you
oh
did?
My God, I need to go first. I made my mom put together, like, sew, get the fabrics, everything, like, design this whole entire Coke bottle costume. I went as a Coke bottle.
It was, I've never heard of that.
And my cap was a paper plate with string.
No way. What?
It was so cool.
My favorite costume was I was Dorothy. And
that's so cute.
I had this neighbor that made, like, really cool dresses. And she, like, fabricated this whole entire outfit for me. And she, like, even made, like, a little basket. And I had
whoa.
The little, like,
oh my God, Dorothy.
Dog in it.
Stop.
And then I remember my brother, like, in kindergarten, he went as, like, a tree. So he, like, glued leaves to his shirt. And he put, like, a fake, like a bird's nest on his head.
What
so
a real one.
Oh. My no. sister's friend told everyone that she was going as a blue jay to Halloween. She showed up as a giant letter J that was blue.
That's so
funny.
Good.
That's funny.
This makes no sense. I don't think this was my favorite, but it was kind of iconic, not gonna lie. So I was Jessie from Toy Story.
Okay.
Why can I see you doing that?
Because I did.
Nice.
Had a wig, everything.
Wig, okay.
The whole costume. My brother was Kermit the Frog, and my dog was Luigi from Mario Brothers.
Wow.
That's so
chaotic.
There's so much going on. So that was my favorite.
For me, I was pretty basic, but I do remember that in, I think it was fifth grade, I was a ninja. And
my brother was a ninja too. It
yeah,
was
but
so funny.
It was pretty snazzy. TBH, pretty epic swag.
He like bought like the fake
epic
swords.
Swag.
He would be you like hold them out. And, like, I would karate kick everyone, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm Ninja Jeremiah.
Was it epic?
Everyone actually started calling me Ninja Jeremiah, and it was my Instagram like username for the longest time.
Like, you don't have to talk about it.
This was not a Halloween costume. This is like every year at camp we have like this Halloween party, but you know, it's not actually Halloween, obviously. It's during the summer, and you have to dress up as something. I literally dressed up as a grandmother. I had a wig and everything, and I had a purse, and I would just hit people with my purse, because like I couldn't bring a cane. I was gonna hit people with a cane, but I was like, you know, a purse will have to work, I guess.
So just beat them with whatever, it's fine.
Spirit Halloween is overpriced. I cannot stress that enough.
Great transition.
I found something out. They pay like $25 an hour for you to work there, just to stand there. So maybe I shouldn't bash on them, because they'll find this when they hire me.
I always go to Party City for my outfits.
Me
too.
Always. It's like such a cheap fabric that's like $60 that you wear.
Exactly. It falls apart like the day of. I've only bought one costume there, and it was trash.
Speaking of Party City, I know you guys were talking about Spirit Halloween, but like Rox mentioned Party City. But Party City is so fun. Like, mm-hmm. even if it's not Halloween, just like in general, like
people give us very weird looks when we go there. Me and Jamie, we fool around with everything we see.
They have everything there. They
saw this baby. Sorry,
it's like a baby zombie.
So this baby zombie and had a little string, right? So I attached it to my arm and started running around Party City with it. And the worker was like,
they just made a really weird face.
That's great. Yeah.
I can't put that face into words. But
like the baby mask, like that disgust, my took to the confusion, rally, and then I found it in like his bed. I was like, what is going on?
That's horrifying.
I know, it was so scary,
unexplainable. I just love the vibes of Halloween a lot.
What are you guys' favorite candy?
Everything.
I like any chocolate, honestly. So like,
literally anything.
Twix and anything. Snickers.
I like chocolate a lot.
I have a peanut allergy, so like. Always, when I was younger, like, I would always be, like, on the lookout for things that said, like, oh, processed in a factory with peanuts. I would be like, nope, can't eat that. But now, like, I'll just eat anything, but, like, obviously, nothing with peanuts.
Wait, you're not allergic to nuts anymore?
No, I am.
She just
peanuts,
brought it
just
in.
But, my favorite candy is probably Twix.
Twix, yeah.
Twix are
Twix
really
are
good.
So good.
With the cookie and the caramel.
Someone around the street from me gives out toothbrushes.
Oh, we all have that.
I saw this one meme online, and it was someone giving out rotisserie chicken. Like full rotisserie chicken.
I would like that.
From Costco. Give
out some mashed potatoes.
Just like we all feast.
Like a Thanksgiving dinner instead of giving out candy.
Thanksgiving part. Wait. Oh my god, I just
my god, but can we talk about how
I just thought Halloween came after Thanksgiving, so I was about to be like Thanksgiving part two.
But like, can we talk about how November 1st comes around, people are putting away their holiday decorations, putting out their Christmas.
Yeah. It's Christmas time. I don't care what you say.
I mean, like, yeah.
Thanksgiving. Oh, you're one of those people?
Maybe.
We like go to Allie's house and it's just like Santa's there.
You were like, why are people putting out their Christmas decorations? And my room is like, Santa's in there.
There's just a big fat white beard.
Rude.
You can't tell me he's skinny.
I mean, well, we should talk about that next time.
All right. We ran out of time for today. Yeah. So
that's all the time we have for today. Tune in for our next episode where we will talk about two restaurants going each other. Which one is better?
And subscribe to Wessex Wire on YouTube and follow the Instagram. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Happy Halloween.
We'll see you next time.
Period! That was very bad.
So for the names, we'll just go that way. We'll just say, I'm Jamie, I'm Roxanne, I'm Allie, Gabby.
If you guys dare shut up.
I got it. Can we just talk like Halsey the whole time?
I don't know.
My favorite.
That'd be so annoying.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
What's poppin', West Essex? I'm Jamie, and this is Roger That. Oh, wait.
Okay, you are I'm not about you, Jamie!
Not all about you. Shut up.